regarding the journey to Battle Creek. December 18, 1900. Typed. For many hours during the night season, I have been praying for light as to how I can best serve the cause of God. I realize that I cannot expose my health as I have done in the past because someone calls for me to go to a certain place to labor. I am admonished to take heed and be wise. I long to help every church, but I know better than anyone else how much I can endure. Those who enlist in the service of God have no right to be presumptuous, to disregard the laws of life and health. We have important responsibilities to fulfill in regard to ourselves. There is much work to be done for God, and He desires us to guard against bringing ourselves into such a condition of health that we shall be unable to help in doing this work. We should not, by taking on too many burdens, unfit ourselves for the service of God. This the Lord does not require. He desires us to be physically and spiritually healthy, that we may exert a pure, wholesome influence. Then He can impart blessings to us to impart to others. If we would be as useful as possible in this life, we must live in accordance with the laws of God, taking proper care of the house we live in. In order that we may be able to help others, we must do all in our power to save ourselves from disease. In eating, drinking, and dressing, we are to be examples of true health reform. Denying selfish appetite, we are to regulate our habits of life in accordance with the light which God has given us. Thus, we shall gain a rich spiritual experience. I scarcely dare go to Battle Creek with its din of controversy. I have been warned to engage in no controversy. It is not my work to convince men and women who have received great light that God has given me a work to do. They have all the evidence they will ever have. If they receive further light, it will not be because they needed evidence, but because they have humbled their hearts before God in submission to His will, because they have let the peace of God dwell in their souls. When they are brought into subjection to the will of God, they will bear testimony regarding the evidence which for years has been before them. I have been instructed that when words are spoken against the truth, we are not to meet opposition with opposition, but are to affirm the truth, crowding in all the evidence we can. I have been shown that I need not discuss the erroneous propositions made regarding my work unless I am compelled to do this to save someone who is ignorant of the work given me by God, and who would be helped by my words. These are the directions which have been given me. It has been a problem in my mind as to whether I should visit Battle Creek at this season of the year. I have weighed the matter prayerfully and earnestly, and have decided to comply with the requests of my brethren east of the Rocky Mountains. Many have expressed to me the disappointment they felt on hearing that I was not to go to Battle Creek. I do not doubt that my brethren there would do all they could to make me comfortable. Dr. Kellogg has given me a most kindly invitation to make my home at the sanitarium while in Battle Creek. This will be a great accommodation to me should I go. I do not wish to be the means of bringing the conference to the Pacific Coast if this is not the best thing to do. I am informed that should the conference be held in Oakland, many would be unable to attend, because of the time and money required. After prayerful consideration, I have, under the conviction of the Spirit of God, decided to attend the conference in Battle Creek. I believe the Lord will bless and sustain me in doing this. Much expense is necessarily entailed by the assembling of such a large number of people. We hope that the expense of this conference will be made as low as possible. We hope that no more delegates than necessary will be sent from the churches. These things should be considered. The saving of traveling expenses is a matter which requires much thought. Let us see if we cannot in the future save dollars where in the past dollars have been spent. I have been in a country where my secretary and I have driven many times a distance of 27 miles to save car fare. The Lord desires His workers to be as economical as possible. The more that is spent in traveling expenses, the fewer laborers shall we be able to send to fields which have never heard the message. We are God's stewards. He needs all the means we can spare to use in the work of annexing new territory. When those who are chosen as presidents of our state conferences shall realize the meaning of the work Christ has given to those who are called to preach the gospel, they will widen their field of labor, doing all they can to give the truth to those nigh and afar off.